Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It is out of hand in the center field, and this game is over. Got him. And that's a perfect game. Swing and a miss. The Giants are world champions.
Welcome to the Giants Insider Podcast on CSNBayArea.com. Introducing your host, San Francisco Giants Insider, Alex Pavlovich.
Albert Suarez, you're on your first road trip as a big leaguer. What's this first week? I know we talked to you earlier this week about what it's been like, but what's just behind the scenes this week been like for you?
Well, I mean, it's a completely different experience. Obviously, good experience for me. It's been awesome so far. The flight, the teammates, their sport. You know, everybody just put a little bit on it just to make the team better. And then I like that.
You're 26. I think you spent 9 years in the minor leagues. When you finally got called into the office and told you were getting a promotion, you told us earlier you thought they were joking. What was that moment like?
I mean, after spending like that time in the minors, I was just trying to, my thought was like just trying to be healthy, trying to be ready for the call, you know. So like if the call is coming this year, so I was gonna be ready. And then I mean, that's all my thought was, but obviously so happy and then curious too about it, like what was gonna be, what's gonna be there, how it's gonna be, like. But everybody just give me the welcome, and then I feel good on this team.
Did Jose Alguacil call you in and tell you you're finally getting the promotion?
Yeah, he did. I was on my way home, and then he called me, and then, I mean, obviously, I thought he was joking, you know, but it's just too late to be joking around, you know, just get off the a flight. But he told me, like, I'm not joking at all, just wait till Bobby Evans calls you. And I said, okay. And then a minute after that, he calls me, and then he gave me the good news, and then I was so happy, didn't know what to do, but just happy.
You know, I was looking it up. You were a pretty good prospect back in the day with Tampa Bay and usually on kind of top 15, top 20 list. How much did injuries set you back there? And I know you dealt with Tommy John and some other things. How much did that set back your career?
Well, it was tough moments for me. It was I had to make tough decisions, but I was just keep playing and keep working through adversity, and then I think that's what got me here. Just be patient about those injuries and then try just to be the best at it.
And you had, I mean, it was a few of them, right? It was Tommy John, and then I know there was I think you got hit by a baseball and had, you were set back. I think Lyme disease was set you back for a while. What was the hardest one to overcome?
It was a few. It was, Tommy John shoulder surgery too, knee. But the hardest one for me was the knee, because with the Lyme disease and all stuff, I had to take IV kind of every day, and I wasn't be able to do anything because my knee obviously is hard to walk on crutches. So I was just trying to be patient, trying to not get crazy while I was doing nothing, you know.
I was looking last year. I remember when you came into camp, Bobby said they were really impressed by how many innings you threw in Double A last year. It's pretty rare for a minor league starter to get, I think, up around 160, 165. What did last year do for you in terms of confidence and kind of getting you back on track?
I mean, it was just like just work and work every day. I mean, consistency is very, very important in this game. And last year, I was be able to work, and then obviously healthy the whole year, it got me to that many innings, and then just trying to be consistent every day.
How did you end up signing with the Giants in November?
I was at home, and then my agent told me the Giants are interested in you, and then I said, well, like, do we have options? And he said, well, yeah, but he suggested me, like, this is a good team. This is a team that if you do well, they're going to give you a chance. And then that's what was I was looking for, you know, the chance. And then I'm here.
you know, a few years ago, I think we had 8 or 9 Venezuelans in the clubhouse. It's a little bit less now, but it is still quite a few Latin players in there. And there are Venezuelan players still in there. How many guys did you know? Did you know anybody before you came over here?
No, I didn't know them, but like spring training helps me a lot. Just big league camp, it helps a lot just to communicate a little bit with everybody, and then just to get to know. I mean, you have to be here to get to know everyone, but like in big league camp, I just saw like faces are familiar to me, and all like Latin players, they always kind of just pound for each other too. You know, just like. It's the same with American roommates too, you know, teammates. They're all pound for each other, so I kind of like that.
Have you played against these guys or with any of these guys in winter ball or down there over the years?
No. I don't think I play against anyone in here yet.
Yeah, it was interesting to me when you came up. We hadn't talked to you in spring training, and there's a big crowd around you the first day you get called up. And usually the Giants will call for an interpreter, but your English is very good, especially for, I know a lot of guys who have been here for a while still use an interpreter. When did you feel comfortable with that and giving interviews and that whole process?
Well, I prepared myself for it. You know, like my first 2 years was the hardest year here for me to be able to communicate with, not just with the media, because I mean, when you're young, you don't talk to the media too much. Just the basic. But like to communicate with coaches, with another players. But I mean, just practice it, and then every organization in the minor league has their like English class, you know, for the youngest kids. So that's very good. That helps me a lot, and it just. I mean, you keep learning every day.
I think maybe something us media and fans never talk about much is how hard it is when you come over here and you don't speak the language. The first couple years off the field, how difficult is that on road trips and just simple things like going to the mall or ordering food, things like that?
Well, I mean, it's very hard, you know. You just know the basic. If, you know, sometimes you just need to grab one of your teammates who does speak English. And just like every time you're gonna, yeah, you need to come with me, and you know. But for me, I asked for American roommate. I told the team I need an American roommate, so because I need to speak the language, and I need to be able to communicate by myself. You know, just explain my emotions and everything by myself. But I'm glad, and I did, and I'm still learning, you know, I'm still learning, but it's hard for me, like, the process was hard, and then especially the culture, you know, like, to learn the culture is way different than our culture, but, like, we got used to it.
In terms of being on the field, what's the hardest part about it? Is it communicating with your catcher or with your pitching coach?
Well, baseball staff is always kind of the same. So, like in Latin countries, you work on the field, and they teach us like English words. You know, like on the field, just like whatever the mound, the home play, things like that. Just how you can like, communicate with your catcher, like the pitchers, everything. You're familiar with it, you know. So if the catcher comes to you and says something, you kind of know about it. And then especially the American guys, when they know that like, you don't have like a good English, they help you too. So they're trying for you to understand what they're trying to say. So that's good too.
My last question for you, I wanted to take you back to the at-bat you had against Jose Bautista as one of the best players in baseball. What was the approach there? And I guess, you know, Buster said you really wanted to throw a slider there, 3-2. What was kind of going through your head during that at-bat?
I was just trying to avoid a hard contact. You know, I mean, he got power. He's a very good hitter. And then for me, I was just thinking about, like, just avoid hard contact and then try to keep the ball down. And then just but on the play. So let's see what happened. And then, thanks God, we got a pop-up.
And you guys got to celebrate after you got...
Yeah, we did a little bit.
How good did that feel after 9 years in the minors?
I mean, it's awesome. For me, it's awesome. I feel blessed. This is a bless.
Albert, thank you for taking the time and welcome to the big leagues. I know you said the other day, hopefully here for a long time.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you.
It is out of here in the center field, and this game is over.
Got him.
And that's a perfect game. Swing and a miss. The Giants are world champions.
The Giants Insider Podcast on CSNBayArea.com.